This is Ted Kennedy. The first week of the Senate hearings on Robert Bork is over, and Mr. Bork still has a lot of explaining to do. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, we've just completed the first week of hearings on the nomination of Robert Bork to the Supreme Court. Even you have to admit that Mr. Bork left a lot of questions unanswered about his right-wing views and his commitment to fairness for all Americans. He criticized many of the Supreme Court's great decisions on civil rights. He's not exactly a strong supporter of equal rights for women. He's for big business and big government. He's even said a husband and wife have no greater right to privacy than a smokestack has to pollute the air. That's heavy stuff, Bob. Even you're not that far right on the issues. You'll probably hold your nose and vote for Bork, Bob. But you're going to have a hard time persuading the Senate to go along.
Ted, don't insult our listeners. They've been following the Bork hearings, and after watching and listening to him, they have come to a unanimous verdict. Judge Robert Bork, the distinguished and respected jurist, in no way resembles the wild, distorted image you tried to sell the American people. What they're seeing is a man who is in total command of the facts, a man who stands by the Constitution, a man who will respect the law of the land, not rewrite it to suit special interest groups as you want, Ted. And Judge Bork has handled your toughest questions with candor and grace. He is not ducking the issues, and the American people, for the most part, like what they see. That's why Judge Bork will be confirmed by the Senate as our newest Supreme Court Justice, Ted. This is Senator Bob Dole. There's a bipartisan plan to keep the heat on the communist dictatorship in Nicaragua. Will Ted oppose this one too? Find out tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.